Chuck Spencer, Director of Government Affairs for Growmark.
Well, now, we've got a farm bill set to expire next year. We're hoping that the Super Committee, if they had done their job, we could have had a farm bill incorporated at that, but that didn't happen. We're looking at the possibility of having to now write a farm bill in an election year with a growing federal deficit. How do you think that might play out, and what do you expect to see in a new farm bill?
The Super Committee did find the agriculture community stepped up to the plate, hammered out an agreement between all the different commodity associations, and were in agreement to submit a farm bill within the structure of the Super Committee and have it passed. They were clear on their agreement to $23 billion over a 10-year period reduction in farm program spending. And some of that spending did come from nutrition titles and conservation, but there was a major focus, as always, on the commodity title. The 15 titles of the farm bill, there's a lot of discussion right now. I think that you see from the committee chairman, Stabenow and Lucas, that they feel as though they had an agreement, and that if they're going to go through regular order now, which most people are suggesting and calling for, but that regular order, the discussion, where do you begin? Do you start over? Do you begin where everybody agreed, and then do you move forward? I think you're going to find people over the next few weeks in this formative stage of how they're going to do this in 2012 with the Farm Bill. I think you're going to see them look toward the agreement that was worked out in the Super Committee as the distinct groundwork, if not the framework, for what they'll be discussing throughout 2012. I think, too, Cindy, it's important to note that while the Farm Bill will expire in 2012, it either needs to be extended or they'll have to come to agreement here in 12 and pass it, or the 1949 Farm Bill goes into play, which is dealing with parity prices. And that, of course, would certainly be a budget buster if you're looking at trying to reduce spending, because spending levels would distinctly go up. I think that is a motivation for why farm policy will be looked at in 12 and some action taken, either an extension or the passage. And I think that what we know is that there's a number of people both outside of the farm interests who feel as though farm program spending should be pared back even further. And I think I remind us all that farm program, and particularly the commodities title itself that seems to get the lion's share of discussion out of the 15 titles, one title gets 90% of the conversation. That commodity title is only 0.2% of the total federal budget, and it's provided as a safety net and a way to manage risk, is how we've now changed the title from 2008, and you'll notice that 90% of the groups offering proposals to the Super Committee asked for a revenue-based, risk management-based safety net, and I think all of us in business understand how we need to manage risk.
Now, Chuck, really, why is Growmark so involved on the policy level and the legislative level? Because you really, maybe people are not well as aware that they think of Growmark as a co-op, and that's just it. But you're really involved on the legislative level on issues that will impact farmers and ranchers.
Yes, we are, and we are involved with a number of trade associations and then also in direct representation of Growmark as an agricultural cooperative. And I think we know that in public policy, in local, state, and federal levels of government, you have people trying to develop policies and regulations, and they don't always have the actual experience of what the impact could be to agriculture at the farm level, but particularly what it may mean for a cooperative. And how cooperatives work. That's where our responsibility comes in. We have professionals in energy, agronomy, grain origination and movement. We have professionals in tax perspectives as well, and financial perspectives. And we can help these policymakers make decisions that are both workable, achievable, and will help the overall economy. And I think that while we at times express frustration with policymakers and maybe some of the decisions we hear, what I offer to us is what have we done to provide input into that decision-making process to have an outcome that is agreeable or better? And that's what we ask ourselves every day in government affairs and Growmark. What policies are being proposed? What regulations could impact cooperatives? Who do we need to talk to and contact and provide the input necessary to explain to them how our operations are functioning and what they're proposing may either will enhance and help or could detract and be a detriment to both the operation and the local economy. Most of the time we find people are very willing to not only take the input, but then make adjustments because it's something that may be harmful either to economies or to systems of operations. They want to make sure that business thrives and survives while being responsible in a regulated community. And I think that's what our objective is here in government affairs, is being a responsible part of that policy development system, both in lawmaking as well as regulation making as well.
Well, it's good to know that that agriculture and the cooperative system itself has another voice in Washington, D.C. and at the state level as well. Thank you very much, Chuck Spencer, Director of Government Affairs for GrowMark this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.